I'm not sure who needs to hear this, but if you do need to hear this from a therapist or somebody you think that may know a little bit more about emotional intelligence or something, this for you, baby. This is your sign. When somebody crosses your boundaries, you don't have to wait for them to cross them again to walk away from that friendship, relationship, whatever you want to call it. If they hurt you, if they do something that make you feel some type of way, even if it's not intentional, you can still walk away. It's usually going to be impact for me over intent. So even if it's not intentional, it's the impact it had on me when I make decisions about whether I want to move forward with someone or not. So even if somebody didn't do something on purpose, that can mean to me that this person isn't safe because they're unaware of certain things that they're doing that could harm others. So let's say, someone's defense mechanism is sarcasm and we go out to eat, and maybe they get uncomfortable with the waiter or waitress and they start using sarcasm. Were they intentionally trying to make me feel uncomfortable? Because I'm going to be uncomfortable because these people be making my food. So why is you acting like that? No, they weren't trying to make me uncomfortable. They were using their defense mechanism to try to cope with whatever is going on. Anyways, so my whole point is just because it wasn't intentional, it can still impact the people around us. So you don't have to give people excuses like, oh, well, they didn't mean it, or I know they didn't do it on purpose, and it still happened. It still affected you. You don't have to make excuses for them. But this doesn't, like, you don't have to, like, cut people off every time. I'm just saying that you are allowed to cut people off if they hurt you the first time.